You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps the world's leading retailers advance their e-commerce shopping experience with AI. To learn more, visit ownit.co. And Mirakl. Mirakl is the global leader in platform business innovation for e-commerce. Companies like Macy's, Nordstrom, and Kroger use Mirakl to build disruptive growth and profitability through marketplace, dropship, and retail media. For more, visit Mirakl.com. That's Mirakl.com.
Headline one comes to us from Retail Dive. Nordstrom is nearing the completion of its transition from its fulfillment center in San Bernardino, California, to its West Coast Omnichannel Center in Riverside, California. This move, expected to be finalized during the second fiscal quarter, is part of the retailer's strategy to optimize its supply chain capabilities and reduce fulfillment costs. During the first quarter, Nordstrom reported a more than 5% increase in click-to-delivery speed and an improvement in fulfillment costs, attributed to these optimization efforts. The West Coast Omnichannel Center, described by Nordstrom CEO Erik Nordstrom as the newest, most automated, and lowest-cost fulfillment center, is designed to serve customers across both the Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack banners. The decision to relocate operations to the Riverside Omnichannel Center was announced during a Q4 2023 earnings call. The Riverside facility, spanning 1 million square feet, opened in 2020 and handles both store and customer orders. Equipped with advanced technology such as a pouch system for item storage and sorting, a storage and retrieval system, and dynamic routing algorithms, the facility has more than doubled its volume since its inception. Nordstrom's focus on supply chain optimization is part of its broader efforts to enhance financial performance. The retailer aims to improve unit flow between suppliers and customers while prioritizing employee retention to boost productivity. These optimizations contribute to faster product movement throughout Nordstrom's network, resulting in benefits like higher conversion rates and lower return rates. Headline 2 comes to us from Grocery Dive. Harps Food Stores is embracing in-store retail media by partnering with Grocery TV to introduce digital displays to 145 of its locations. This move aligns with a broader trend among grocers to leverage digital platforms for marketing and engagement. By teaming up with Grocery TV, Harps gains access to a content management system that facilitates the launch and tracking of in-store digital campaigns. This technology allows Harps to enhance its in-store messaging and manage marketing efforts more effectively. The deployment of digital displays and the integration of Grocery TV's CMS will initially cover Harps stores in Arkansas, as well as locations in Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. This expansion underscores Harps' commitment to modernizing its in-store marketing efforts and improving the overall shopping experience for customers. David Gannon, Harps Senior Vice President of Marketing and Chief Marketing Officer, highlighted the benefits of this partnership, emphasizing how Grocery TV's platform simplifies campaign management and enables Harps to focus on enhancing its digital marketing initiatives. Harps joins other regional grocers like ShopRite and the Save Mart companies in leveraging Grocery TV's technology to enhance their in-store retail media capabilities. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Hold Delhaize USA is teaming up with Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drug Company to offer added convenience to customers seeking affordable healthcare solutions. Through this partnership, customers can now use the Team Cuban card at a Hold's local brand pharmacies, including Food Lion, Hannaford, Giant Food, The Giant Company, and Stop & Shop. Cost Plus Drugs, founded by billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban in 2022, operates as a registered pharmaceutical wholesaler, allowing it to bypass middlemen and their associated markups. This collaboration aims to support healthy communities by helping pharmacy patients afford the medications they need while bringing transparency to drug pricing. Each local brand pharmacy is joining the Cost Plus Drugs Pharmacy Affiliate Network, which was launched in 2023 to provide access to safe and affordable medications for members. Users of the Team Cuban card can view pricing publicly on the card's website, enabling them to see the exact cost of their prescriptions at participating pharmacies. They simply show the card at the pharmacy and pay the predetermined price for their medications. That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Careful out there.